Now we look at verse number 2 of the Gita Dhyana Shloka, and that is Namostute Vyasa Vishala Buddhe Pullara Vindayata Patra Netra Yena Tvaya Bharata Tailapurnaha Prajwalito Jnanamayah Pradipaha. We are looking at the word by word meaning. Vyasa is of course O Vyasacharya. Vishala Buddhe, with vast knowledge. Pullara Vindayata Patra Netra, and with eyes as large as the petals of a full grown lotus. Namaha, salutations. Astu, be, te, to you. Yena Tvaya, by which you, Prajwalitaha, has been lighted. Pradipaha, the lamp, Jnanamaya, of wisdom, Bharata Tailapurnaha, filled with the oil of Mahabharata. O Vyasacharya, with vast knowledge and with eyes as large as the petals of a full-blown lotus, salutations be to you, by which you has been lighted the lamp of wisdom, filled with the oil of Mahabharata. Now we look at the unfolding of this verse. He Vyasa Vishala Buddhe. The student is addressing Vyasacharya. The very word Vyasa means the one who has divided the Vedas into four, and also the one who has expanded the Vedic teaching through the 18 Puranas. So Vyasa means the divider or compiler and the expander. Originally the Veda was one, but people were not able to study the whole Veda. Therefore Vyasa classified them and he called four of his disciples, and each disciple was put in charge of one Veda so that the burden is shared. This division was done by him. Therefore he is called Vyasa. Not only that, he expanded it through the Puranas. Thus, before doing what was his job, after dividing and expanding, he got the name Vyasa. But before that, he must have had some name. His original name is Krishna. He is also Krishna. So we have Krishna the Lord, and Vyasa is also Krishna. Why are they called as Krishna? Because it seems both of them had a dark complexion. Perhaps they chose so that we will not have the complex, you know. We all have color complexion complex. So even in the matrimonial column they write, wanted fair. So any skin color is beautiful, yellow or white or dark or mixture, whatever it might be, because Krishna was dark. Draupadi was also called Krishna. She is also dark. And how to differentiate between this Krishna and Vyasa? To differentiate them, Vyasacharya is called Krishna Dvaipayana. Dvaipayana means the island-born Krishna. So his initial is different. So, he Vyasa, how great you are, Vishala Buddhe. You are the Acharya of great erudition, whose knowledge is very great in terms of its vastness as well in terms of its depth. There are some people who know various subjects but very little. But there are some specialists who know one subject deep but the others do not know. Vyasacharya had both the width and depth of knowledge. Therefore Vishala Buddhihi means Jnanam. One whose knowledge was very great. And Pullara Vindayata Patra Netra, who had beautiful eyes like the petals of a fully bloomed lotus. One whose eyes were beautiful like the petals of a fully bloomed lotus. So Madhusudana Saraswati is glorifying Vyasa, who actually was supposed to be not very good looking. But you here, you can take it as the third eye of wisdom. That was beautiful. Then, त्वया ज्ञानमय प्रदीपः प्रज्वलितः. यु आर सो ग्रेट दैट यू हैव लाइटेड द लैंप ऑफ विजडम. दीपः मीन्स लैंप, ज्ञानमय मीन्स विजडम. द नॉलेज हैज बीन किंडल्ड बाय यू विद द हेल्प ऑफ व्हाट आई, भारत तैलपूर्णः, विद द ऑयल ऑफ महाभारतम. विद द हेल्प ऑफ महाभारतम स्टोरी you have lighted the lamp of wisdom, and therefore I offer a namaskara, because with that lamp I can remove the ignorance from my gloomy intellect. So this is Vyasa namaskara. So thus we saw Mahabharatam namaskara, Gita namaskara, and Vyasa namaskara. Now we have a few more verses dealing with Lord Krishna, and that we will see next time. Om Tat Sat.